Introduction. This track is simply to give you some idea of how to approach the other tracks. My tone and speed of voice here indicate that I'm expecting you to listen and understand with your normal, conscious mind. In the others, my tempo and style are designed to encourage and enable another kind of thinking. At its simplest, I'm expecting that while listening to the other tracks, you'll allow yourself to drift into daydream-like thoughts and feelings. I use the word trance to refer to any of that wide range of mental processes which are directed to an inner world of feelings and associations, rather than to the everyday outer world. Daydreams are everyday forms of such trances. At the center of hypnotherapy is the practice of the client drifting into a daydream-like trance state, while at the same time allowing the therapist to guide and direct the flow of the thoughts and feelings. In my experience, there are only two obstacles to achieving that. The first is that the client does not want to cooperate. If, for example, they have only come to see me under duress, a family member has forced them to come, then they will fight any tendency to trance and reject anything I say. The second is at the other extreme. Some people just try too desperately to go under. This is about as futile as trying desperately to get to sleep. The very act of trying takes you a million miles from a daydream-like effortlessness. Given that you avoid these extremes, then there should be no problem in entering a light trance, similar to a familiar daydream. Having got there, it is possible to use an external stimulus, the hypnotist's voice or a visual focus, to make that trance more intense. By that, I mean simply that you get more and more involved in your inner world, and less and less involved with everyday thoughts and the world around you. Most of the animations are designed to use moving forms to narrow your visual focus and hence your mental focus. Some of the tracks you'll find here are simply designed to deepen the trance and may be played with closed eyes. It is common to find that physical relaxation follows hand in hand with trance. Letting your mind function in that way is one thing. To use that focused trance condition to enable changes to be made is another. There are two main advantages of being in that kind of mental state. One is that the more subconscious parts of the mind are center stage, while the conscious mind is in the wings. It is therefore much easier to act to change them. The second advantage is that with barriers down and few if any distractions, the mind is much more open to change. Hypnotherapy takes advantage of these characteristics. However, the final and possibly the most important thing is to use that trance state effectively by presenting the right idea or thought or picture for a given person. If you find any sense of irritation, boredom, or other negative feeling, then I advise you just to stop listening at once. All my recordings contain things that are useful for some people, as I know. But by putting them online, I can no longer exercise the skill of finding the right idea for each person at a given time. Consequently, that is your responsibility. Do a quick check on the script of a track first. Stop the track if you're not happy with it, just as you would stop listening to a music track which is not for you, no matter how much someone else may rave about it. What result can you expect? I am allergic to the salesman's hype and am free to be honest. Let us be realistic. There will be no miracles. Your life cannot be changed dramatically by the content of these pages. How many people do you know whose lives have been transformed permanently for better by any 10-minute experience? What can be expected, however, is the following. You should be able to find an animation that appeals to your mind. Watching it with the intention of using it to help you to detach from the world around you will then give you a refreshing 5 or 10 minute trance break from the intensity and demands of the busy modern conscious mind. You should also, by the time I've built up a decent collection of audio tracks, find one or more that touches a small need in you. It will then give you some inner refreshment or a gentle nudge of your subconscious in a direction you want to take. If I'm lucky, then that nudge will come at a time when you're nearly ready to change in any case, and my voice will provide the final encouragement that makes it possible. But since each track only runs for 5 or 10 minutes, and has not been designed with your personal situation and personality in my mind, I do not expect any track to push hard enough to solve a big problem. But you should nevertheless find that the time spent acting quietly on your subconscious mind will help as part of a larger plan. Finally, I expect to give anyone who is, naturally enough, wary of something unfamiliar to them, a chance safely to get a feeling for what hypnotherapy is like, and so be better able to decide whether to go further and choose a hypnotherapist who will produce a complete, personalized course which is naturally more effective in achieving your goal.